We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Good morning, and I'm Chris Seedens. Police in Ontario say three victims have now come forward, accusing a 72-year-old man of molesting them as children. The alleged crime spanning decades. The guy even worked as a school photographer. Our Margaret Carrero has the very latest now. She's outside the Ontario Police Department.
All of the victims were known to Filbert Hernandez and not related to his work, according to Ontario Police Sergeant Melissa Ramirez. While interviewing him, she says they learned from him that he worked as a photographer from 2000 to 2012 for at least one firm that was contracted by schools across Southern California to take portraits.
So with that in mind and giving the history of what these victims are saying, we don't want to ignore the possibility that there may be victims that he had met in the course of employment.
The alleged molestation of the three victims they've identified are said to have taken place at multiple residences in the city of Ontario.
It sounds like it was in places where he felt comfortable. So his home and other locations throughout the city that, again, may be related to friends, family members, or associates who allowed him over.
And of course, they are asking any additional victims to give them a call. At this point in their investigation, Chris, it is unclear which schools Hernandez potentially had access to.
Margaret, thank you. Margaret Carrero reporting live for us from Ontario. L.A. City Controller Kenneth Mejia defending his predecessor's decision to stop paying the salary of suspended council member Mark Ridley Thomas. The L.A. City Council voted to reinstate Ridley Thomas's pay earlier this month, but Mejia says it ignored the checks and balances of elected officials. Ridley Thomas, facing federal corruption charges from his time as a member of the County Board of Supervisors, he was suspended from the council last October following his indictment. The city controller at the time, Ron Galperin, stopped his pay and benefits. Southwest Airlines says they will return to normal operations tomorrow, but good luck if you're trying to fly out today. The airline has already canceled close to 400 flights today from Southern California's five major airports. This is part of the more than 2,500 Southwest flights already canceled across the country. Southwest Chief Commercial Officer Ryan Green says people going to the airline's website to make flight changes can submit a request for a refund.
My personal apology is the first step of making things right after many plans changed and experiences fell short of your expectations of us. We're continuing the work to make this up to you, and you'll hear more about that soon. But for now, we're focused on restoring the reliability and level of customer experience we expect of ourselves.
The investigation into allegations of sex crimes at an exclusive private school in Ventura County is now over, and no one will be prosecuted. Bob Brill tells us why.
The Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney won't file charges after investigating more than 100 cases of alleged sexual misconduct at the Thatcher School in Ojai. The biggest issue is the statute of limitations has passed for a number of them, many dating back to the 60s. None of the suspects at the elite private school work there anymore. In 43 cases, the victims could not be reached or declined to press charges. In another 30, investigators decided no crime had occurred. In all, only three cases were brought to the DA to file, but they were so old they were dropped. The school did its own investigation and issued it publicly, which authorities say hampered the probe. Some suspects who were publicly identified refused to be interviewed, referred to their lawyers, or took steps to avoid contact with law enforcement altogether. Bob Brill, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, Bill Cosby is back in the news, saying he's ready to begin touring again. Pete Demetrio with more on that.
Cosby, whose conviction for sexual assault was overturned 18 months ago, made the statement during an Ohio radio station interview, saying he believes he'll be able to perform and be, in his words, the Bill Cosby that my audience knows me to be. But comedian and co-owner of the Laugh Factory, Paul Rodriguez, said such a tour will not include his club.
Look, there are consequences to our actions. You know, the chickens have come to roost. whatever metaphor you want to use, you know, if you do the crime, you got to do the time, you know. I mean, if society is willing to accept him, fine. I'm not that part of the society. The Laugh Factory will not open its doors to condone that sort of activity from anyone, regardless.
Despite having served just short of 3 years in prison, Rodriguez still feels Cosby has not fulfilled his debt to society, and society may react by not paying to hear him perform. A spokesperson for Cosby indicated to Variety that a tour could happen in late spring or early summer. Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, despite a major crackdown, many street vendors are back in operation now in Santa Ana. More than 100 vendors had their goods trashed in recent weeks, accused of selling food unfit for human consumption. They were also accused of lacking proper permits. State code requires food trucks and mobile food vendors to obtain a county health permit. But according to the LA Times, many operators cannot afford the sinks and the water tanks needed to qualify for that. City officials say they made the sweep after concerns were made about how vendors were storing and handling their food. One person is dead. Two others have been injured in a shooting. This is in Valley Glen. Happened just after 8 last night near Fulton Avenue and Van Owen Street. LA police say the shooting took place in an alley. The suspect fled the scene. He's described as having a black mid-length hair, parted at the side, a mustache. One of the hospitalized victims is in critical condition. The other suffered a leg wound. Weather forecasters had predicted a mostly dry month of December, but it hasn't shaped up that way. Larry Perel tells us more.
This was supposed to be the third straight year of La Nina conditions, bringing another year of drought. But so far, it's been a pretty wet late fall and winter. In fact, we have at least three more storms lined up to hit Southern California over the next 7 to 10 days. And with the unsettled weather also comes churning seas. The National Weather Service has issued a high surf advisory, and with it, strong riptides and high bacteria levels along the coast. Officials say bacteria in the water could make beaches hazardous for the next few days, and warn not to enter the water in the 3 days following rain that could be extended with more rain in the forecast through the weekend. Larry Perel, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.